Congressman Tim Griffin joins me now by phone. And sir, when we spoke last week, you were saying you were looking very seriously into making a run for lieutenant governor, and today you've made it official.
That's correct. As your listeners probably know, I decided with my wife last year to not seek re-election to Congress. I'm going to finish out my term, and after my 4 years, we were going to not run for re-election. I've got a three-year-old and a six-year-old, and we just thought it was best as they start to get a little bit older and have a lot of activities to take a break from Congress, and just so I can be home more and be in Little Rock, be in Arkansas with them. And in recent weeks, I've been getting a lot of encouragement to run for lieutenant governor. And so I looked very closely at that possibility. We prayed about it, talked about it, and as a couple, and my wife and I made a decision probably a week or ago, and we're excited. This allows me to continue serving and at the same time be in Arkansas with my family. And so I love public service. I love the job that I have in Congress. I love serving on the Ways and Means Committee. And so this will, it'll be of a little different nature, but it will allow me to continue public service and be at home.
After serving two terms in Congress, as well as being an advisor to Karl Rove in the White House, it seems like going to the lieutenant governor's position would be a little bit of a step down, or not quite as exciting. What do you think?
Well, I'd say a couple of things. First of all, I was special assistant to the president, and when I worked at the White House. But look, I've done all sorts of different things. I think this gives me a huge opportunity to be a part of a team, to offer my experience and what I've learned over the years to the governor and the legislature, to assist them in any way that I can. And it allows me to do that back home. The Capitol is literally about 4 or so miles from my house. And it allows me to have the balance of service and family. And that's particularly critical with the where my family is right now in terms of the age of my kids and the obligation I have to them. So I'm excited. I am so excited about this. I'm going to be all over the state, and we have ramped up immediately the campaign, and yeah, couldn't be more happy about this. I'm going to be able to continue my Army Reserve duty at the same time, and so it's just a wonderful opportunity.
You mentioned working as a team with the governor. Do you plan to campaign together? Asa Hutchinson, kind of the presumed front runner right now for the Republican nomination, whenever a Republican candidate is chosen, do you plan to campaign together as a team?
Well, I've already endorsed Asa. I endorsed Asa months ago. So have already done that, and will continue to do everything I can to assist. I would like to mention that I am so honored that Lisanne Rockefeller has decided to be my campaign chair. I think that's exciting. I've known her for several years, and I knew Wynn for a long time. Met Wynn at Hendricks in 1990. I remember where I was. I remember the night in the spring of 1990. But so I'm real honored to have Lisanne helping out, and excited.
You are certainly considered a political heavyweight. There are three state lawmakers who are running. Deborah Hobbs announced yesterday for lieutenant governor. We've also got Andy Mayberry and Charlie Collins. Do you anticipate much of a challenge for the Republican nomination?
Well, look, they're all fine people. I don't know Deborah real well. I know Andy a little better, know Charlie Collins. Charlie, I think, has made it public now that he's dropping out. Everybody's got to run their own race, and what I'm going to be doing is talking about what I bring to the position if elected, and they'll have to run theirs. But they're all honorable people, and look forward to a good race.
The only Democratic candidate at this point, John Burkhalter, the former highway commissioner, he was quoted in the Democrat Gazette this morning saying the last thing Arkansas needs is another Washington politician like Tim Griffin bringing his record of divisive politics, dysfunction, and gridlock. If that's the tone he takes in this campaign, what's your response?
Well, anybody that knows me, that's worked with me, knows that's nonsense. First of all, it sounds like he's criticizing Mike Ross. I mean, Mike Ross spent 12 years in Congress. I've been there in three. Last time I checked, I think Mike Ross would qualify as a Washington politician. Look, I think serving two terms is the definition of a citizen legislator. That's what I'm doing. And, you know, I think what happens is when people like me stand up to President Obama on things like Obamacare, liberals call that divisive. I call that doing my job.
And finally, this is just a pretty much a part-time position overseeing the state Senate when it's in session and serving as acting governor when the governor's out of state. You have indicated going back into the private sector for employment. Any thoughts what you're planning to do when you're not serving in the lieutenant governor position?
Sure. I am fairly confident that I will be in the private sector, and in fact I'm sure of it at some point, but there are very restrictive House ethics rules in the Congress, and so I will not be, in terms of when and you can accept another job. If I were to accept a job now, I'd have to leave the Congress, so I won't be making that decision until way down the road as we get closer to the end of my term. But I do have every intention of having a job in the private sector.
Do you know what kind of work yet?
I don't want to speculate, but as soon as I finalize something, you will be one of the first to know.
All right. Congressman Tim Griffin, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.